Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Thor Explorations, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol THX. And everyone down in the US, you can find the symbol THXPF. We are chatting with the president and CEO, Segun Lawson. Now, just to remind everybody, Thor Explorations is producing gold from the Segilola Gold Project. This is in Nigeria. We're going to be focusing a lot here as the company, back on July 8th, released a production update recapping Q2 production. Company also holds the Douta Gold Project in Senegal, as well as this Central Hundi Project in Burkina Faso. Back to Segilola here, Segun. Looking over these Q2 results, which we will link to below, Q2 seems to be better than Q1 on almost every front. Grade increased, the recoveries increased, throughput capacity was still above nameplate capacity, and overall, gold ounces produced was just short of 24,000 ounces, pretty much right in line with guidance. Segun, give us a quick recap. Q2 production seems strong. Seems like everything's running smoothly here. What can you tell us?
Yes, thanks for having me back on again. And just to reiterate what you said, we were extremely happy with Q2. We're now in a very steady state of operations. So we're an operating gold producer, which we're very happy to be. Rightly, as you say, we've improved in all aspects of the operation. So from the head grade to our throughput rate to our mining rate, and ultimately culminating in the increased amount of gold produced during the period. So we're very happy with that, and we're very confident, and we anticipate this continues. And hence one of the main reason we narrowed our guidance from 80 to 100,000 ounces to 85,000 to 100,000 ounces.
Well, Segun, hats off to your operations team and your management team for really executing on this mine. I know that initially there were a few teething issues at the end of last year, but when you look at the first quarter and the second quarter, compared to a lot of mines that we see get launched in the industry, you guys have had a pretty good stretch of actually coming in as planned. And remind investors, Segun, you're actually operating above nameplate capacity. So just remind people what the estimates were initially and where you guys are actually running as far as throughput today.
Yes, look, our definitive feasibility study, we had that running at a throughput rate of 675,000 tons per annum. When we revised our reserve model early last year, we expected things to be about 715,000 tons per annum. But right now we're, you know, comfortably running between 780, 800,000 tons per annum throughput rate. We have a very large stockpile. And even though the stockpile grade is 1.46 grams, That's the blended grade. There's a very high grade component of it. There's a high grade component of it, and a lot of it in low grade as well. So we are looking to manage that stockpile to keep the head grade, you know, between 3.5 and 4 grams per ton through the Q3, through this quarter going. And like we said in our press release, we're aiming to do slightly better, 23 to 25,000 ounces in the quarter.
So, Segun, is it reasonable to think that you can keep producing above this nameplate capacity? Because it is 141% that you were producing in terms of daily throughput over nameplate capacity in Q2. Is this reasonable that the mill, that the facilities can keep up with this?
Yes, we think so. We have no reason to think otherwise. You know, the plant is operating. We're not pushing it especially hard. It's almost over-designed, should I say. We've had our plant shutdowns and switched the plant back on as scheduled. So, look, anything can go wrong, obviously, in this industry. But so far, we don't have any reason to believe that things should change.
Okay, so, Segun, you already mentioned the grade of the ore that is stockpiled. But the ore that was mined in this quarter was almost a gram per ton higher than what it was in Q1. Q1, the ore that was mined graded 2.68 grams per ton gold. Q2, 3.63 grams per ton gold. What's driving these grade increases, and how do you see this playing out as you progress through the rest of this year?
I think the first thing I've got to emphasize is that this ore body is reconciling almost perfectly to the reserve model. So the increase in head grade is a function of, you know, the increase in grade we anticipated as we got lower down in the pit. So, you know, there's some very high grade areas to come in the reserve model in 2023, late 23 and early 24. And also, you know, there's some high areas later on this year, between 3.5 and 4.5 grams as well. So, you know, there have been no surprises. We're very happy with that. And we've been also been fortunate. There have been, you know, some stringers of 1 gram stringers, which were previously categorized as waste, that are now being included in the reserve model. So, yeah, to answer your question, where the grade increase is almost anticipated, and where, you know, we're very happy with that. There have been no surprises.
Well, Shagun, I just got to give you a friendly hat tip that I know your goal has been a recovery rate of 96%. And you got pretty dang close here at 95.5%. So I think we're going to give it to you that your team hit the objective as slated. So congratulations there. But it seems like another area we hear a lot about with producers right now, Shagun, is the worries about inflation, the worries about how inflation are going to impact operations. And you guys did something a little different in that you've now commissioned a natural gas generator, get you off of the more expensive diesel, and gives you a little bit better environmental footprint. I'd love you to unpack that for investors and how that's helping with the energy costs.
Yep, we incorporated that into our design right from DFS stage, and we were always aiming to commission that in Q2. So that's happened bang on schedule. And the huge advantage it brings to us, not only does it reduce our greenhouse gas emissions, but, you know, it's significantly cheaper than running on diesel. So that's our whole process plant and all our energy requirements are now transitioning or have transitioned from diesel to compressed natural gas. And that's been going on since May. And that has significantly reduced our costs. Needless to say that our mining fleet continues to run on diesel. So all the excavators and the drills and the trucks. So we do have diesel in our energy mix. But that's one of the advantages that probably has been overlooked about working in Nigeria. We do have access to commercial quantities of cheaper gas, and we're using Nigerian produced gas to power all our energy requirements outside the mining fleet.
Any other inflationary pressures or even staffing pressures that the company could be facing as you continue to produce here?
We don't have any staffing pressures. We've been very fortunate. We have an excellent team who continue to deliver, and we're personally, I'm extremely proud of the team who keep delivering and meeting our objectives. But I think globally in this sector, there are a number of key risk areas in inflationary terms, one being ammonium nitrate for explosives, another one being our reagents. But we've tried to mitigate as much as possible. We've stockpiled over 6 months worth of these reagents. We've got spare parts in country as well. And so hopefully that should kind of absorb some of this inflationary rises that the whole industry is seeing.
Well, Shagun, just briefly walk us through what the all-in sustaining costs are right now. And do you anticipate those staying pretty steady or changing over the, let's say, the short term and the medium term?
No, we're still within our guidance, $850 to $950, and we don't expect to change that. Q1 this year was below guidance, just under $800. Well, we expect the year to average out slightly higher. So we're keeping that $850 to $950 guidance.
Well, Shagun, another big takeaway from this press release is that with your senior debt facility, you've paid down a tranche of $14.5 million, and that's a big chunk of the debt. Just walk us through how that process is going, and it seems like these revenues coming in are helping you pay it off quicker than expected.
Yes. You know, total senior debt facility was initially $54 million. We got through to production without drawing down the whole amount. In fact, we canceled the last $1.4 million, so we didn't draw that down in December. In March this year, as we had just completed our first quarter, we paid back $2.5 million, and now we've paid back a further $14.5 million. So, you know, close to 30% of that has gone. We expect to pay back at the end of September a further $10 million. And that leaves us in a very strong position going forward with a significant amount of this debt being repaid and only $28 million outstanding. And, you know, leaves us in a very strong position in terms of quarterly cash flows once that happens. So we're very happy to have made this milestone, this senior debt repayment. And, you know, we don't see any reason why we can't make this payment in September of a further $10 million.
Okay, so really across the board, these Q2 numbers, again, you came in even better than the Q1 numbers. Sounds like everything at the plant is running smoothly. Let's talk about other aspects of the company in terms of exploration. Can you give us any insights in terms of what's going on the exploration front, please?
Yeah, exploration is a key focus for us now. It's hugely important. You know, we're determined to extend this mine life, and you know, we have been working away at this over the last 18 months in a more structured way than we have previously. We're looking at open pit satellite targets within trucking distance of the mine. We have some very interesting looking targets from a soil anomaly perspective and a structural geology perspective. And importantly, we now have drills turning in Nigeria. We have, over the last 4 months, we have three drills turning on various targets. Unfortunately, I do have to say one area that we still remain slightly disappointed with is our exploration lab hasn't been commissioned yet. We do have the equipment now in having arrived in Nigeria, and that lab will be commissioned early this quarter. So, look, once we're through that hurdle, that's a significant game changer for us in terms of exploration, turning around our assays and our samples within 3-4 days, and that'll be much quicker. But it's worth emphasizing and letting people know that we are drilling. We are getting results out over the next few weeks. And the focus of this drilling is open pit mine life extension. The other part of exploration that we're doing around the pit or to extend the mine life is we're looking to kick off the underground drilling late in Q3 this year. We haven't closed this resource out at depth by any means. And, you know, given the way the ore body has reconciled with the reserve model, through the open pit phase, we're quite excited about carrying out this deeper drill program kicking off in September. So that's what we're aiming to do as well.
Well, Shagun, we'll keep following along as you look for those satellite deposits that would be quite accretive since all of the mining and all the operations are already in place as a sunk cost. So any ounces you find near surface that are within truckable distance could be quite beneficial to Segilola. Let's pivot over to Senegal, though, to the Douta project. You've done pretty well, your exploration team, at the Makossa target, the Makossa tail. You've got a couple new targets you were kind of looking at. Can you tell us anything about the exploration work going on there? Because you're not just a one-project company. You have this other large development project in Senegal. Be great to get an update there.
Yeah, that's right. We have another project in Senegal. So further diversification of our risk through a different jurisdiction. But, you know, this is a hugely important project for us. It's a different type of project where we hit our first major milestone last year, which was a maiden resource. Look, we've been drilling away at this all year. We'll soon be in a position where we can start getting results out in large quantities. A lot of this drilling is not just resource and reserve drilling. We're looking at the metallurgy. We're looking at the geotech. You know, our aim is to put all this information into an economic study in Q4 this year. So that's all going ahead as well. So it's a project that's extremely important to us. I've always said, you know, the dream is to steady the ship in Nigeria, increase the reserve size, find additional discoveries there. But very importantly, you know, we have the mine building expertise now, mine building team, very good EPC partner we get on very well with, to go and reproduce what we've done in Nigeria and Senegal. So the next milestone for that for Senegal is getting this into an economic study.
All right, Shagun, appreciate this update. As I said, we'll post a link below to those Q2 operation results. And if anybody has any follow-up questions, as always, please email us. In full disclosure, Shad is a shareholder of Thor Explorations. We'll follow up if some more news hits the market. But Shagun, again, thank you for your time. I hope you have a great weekend.
Great. Thank you very much.